voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. My name's Dablo. Thank you for waking up with us here on this, well, kind of soggy-looking Wednesday. Got some light rain right now. 57 degrees where we're at. Well, every Wednesday, we talk with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge, find out what's going on there. Talking with Rizzy on the phone with me this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
Never put me in charge of the weather. You got your 5K today, and look at it outside. I apologize for that. But listen, runners run in any kind of weather. Tell us about the 5K. What's going on?
Yeah, so tonight we have our annual 5K, which starts at 6 o'clock. If anyone still wants to participate and have a little fun in the wet weather, is more than welcome to join. Start time is at 6, and if they want to, we're still taking registrations starting at 5, right up to race time. And proceeds go to the Senior Citizen Centers, both in Breckenridge and Wahpeton.
Fantastic. So run and support some good causes, too. And Rizzy, can people just show up?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Yep. Right. Like I said, we're taking late registrations all the way starting at 5 o'clock. Still can sign up and come and join the fun. And we kind of did it differently where we each employee working each station is dressing up into a different theme and making a little fun along the route. And then they get to vote on who has the best dressed group as they go.
Sounds
and we
like
still plan to run it rain or shine.
Sure.
As long as there's no thunder or lightning, we still plan on having it go tonight.
Well, like I say, runners will run in just about any kind of weather. Rizzy, speaking of which, let's talk about running too, and people that might be thinking about it, and it's like, this is something I really want to get into. You've got some tips on how we can begin this. Tell us about it.
Yeah, definitely. So starting out, start with make it an easy. Start slow. That's the biggest thing. Make sure that probably start with like a run-walk program. And who knows, it might be you run for 30 seconds and then you walk for 3 to 5 minutes and then run 30 seconds, walk 3 to 5 minutes. It's a good starting point and probably stick with that for like maybe a 2 to 3 days of the week, and then gradually increase that run time and decrease that walk time gradually. We want to think of that 10% rule. And so if it feels easy when you're doing it, then try to go a little bit further. That is a good starting point to show you progress and keep you motivated and wanting to continue to run, walk. Another thing is making sure you get that strength training in there too as well. Getting that muscle growth through the week where you're working on strength training, you'll notice that you can run longer. Your muscles and your endurance is there then, keeping with that strength training. And then the runs will become easier too as well.
So the takeaway,
set goals. That's the biggest thing,
right,
with anything that we do, is wanting to show that progress that you're making. That's what keeps people going and motivated to continue.
So be realistic and listen to your body, the two of the best takeaways I'm hearing.
Yes, yep, right. Exactly.
Good stuff.
And then, of course, not all runners love to do this, but making sure you get your warm-up and your cool-down so that you're not as sore the next day and that you want to continue. That's a key, too. Sometimes we get too sore and everyone just wants to sit and lay on the couch.
Absolutely. And yeah, and always remember the stretch, definitely. Rizzy, great talking with you. You have a good time tonight at your 5K, and we'll talk again next Wednesday, all right?
Thank you. You as well.
That is Rizzy from OSPTI in Breckenridge. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Windows down on a first ride in a paid-up truck. And I love a slow